You're listening to Blue Collar CEO, the podcast that's all about helping you build a better, more profitable, and more sustainable home service business. Each week, we'll cover a different topic that will help enable your company to move forward to success. And here's your host, Ryan Redding.
What is up, Blue Collar CEOs? It's Ryan, and it is awesome to be with you today, again, as we are every week. Hey, real quick, if you haven't yet, I ask for this, I feel like so often, take a second, if you like this show at all, even if you're like, hey, this is okay and doesn't suck, just take a second, leave a review wherever you're listening. If you're on, so many of you, I know from the data, listen on Apple products right now, which is awesome. Just take a second, leave us a review because it really does make sure that we are doing good work and providing the content you like and love and help you grow a business. That would mean the world to me. I'm getting ready to introduce you to Josh Teagle. Josh is with a company called smartac.com. And if you're unfamiliar, his background is kind of crazy because he built a $50 million company all across the state of Texas, selling to homeowners before founding a tech company, the smartac.com, to help contractors more effectively sell to homeowners. He's a CEO of smartac.com. And this product is set to revolutionize how companies sell and maintain service agreements. It's primarily geared to HVAC and plumbing. So if you're an HVAC or a plumber, you definitely tune in because this is super, super cool tech and it's going to help you make a crap ton of money. Let's introduce you to Josh. All right, Josh, I am really excited to talk to you today because we're going to talk about, I know it's a really important topic, but I guess before we get going, there's probably some people who maybe don't know who you are yet. So let's just start there. Who are you and what do you do?
So I'm Josh Teagle. I'm the CEO here at smartac.com. And I lead the team of a growing team of about 35 to perfect the experience of home comfort is our mission statement.
Ooh, that's a nice mission statement. So, okay, I guess real quick, for those who maybe don't know smartac.com, do you mind giving a quick blurb? Like, how would you describe what it is, what it does? Like, what is that thing?
Of course. So for consumers, for homeowners, our platform just streamlines their ability to take care of their air conditioning and heating and some plumbing things as well and communicate to their preferred service provider. Of course, for our channel partners, the HVAC and plumbing companies, smartac.com is a platform that allows them to sell smart maintenance and kind of digitize their experience of interacting with the homeowners to grow their customer base larger and give their customers a better overall experience.
Tell about the origin of that, because like this is, it's such a unique and obvious sounding platform. Like, what problem did you set out to solve with smartac.com?
Yeah, so when we studied the industry, it became very evident that since Jim Abrams came up with this back in the 70s, our HVAC and plumbing companies had kind of grown their base of customers by selling agreements, club memberships that take on different names for different people. But when the base of growing your customer base, or when the goal of growing your customer base and kind of the limiting factor of it is selling agreements, and the industry take rate, the yes rate of those is 20%, it became very evident that that was the low-hanging fruit to with our technology. And so it really just, it was how can we teach service providers to that same psychology, that same approach, but doing it in a kind of, 2020s method, utilizing hardware and software to better grab and retain customer relationships.
So for some people, like service agreements in the HVAC space it's like a really important topic that surprisingly a lot of people still don't do. Some industries might not be as familiar with the idea, like maybe the model doesn't quite apply to them, at least as widespread. Why, in your opinion, are maintenance agreements so flippant important for contractors to have in place?
Yep, good question. I'm happy to clarify there. So the entire industry is driven by especially the bigger players, by advertising or word of mouth or some way of getting in front of that homeowner the very first time. So let's say your name's Bob, and Bob goes and sees a homeowner for the first time, takes care of why they were there that day, whether they found out about the company from Google or Fred, their friend, told them, whatever it is. But then the problem is once they take care of them that day, most of the time they're walking away from that that first visit without any ongoing relationship, and especially any ongoing billing relationship. And so what maintenance agreements do, above and beyond just the obvious you should take care of your equipment, right? But from the business standpoint, what maintenance agreements do is they give that contractor a link, an ongoing link to the home. And so the entire industry is really driven by the economics of the profit that can be made when someone buys a new AC system or changes out a water heater, right? These companies don't make a lot of money on service. Some do, but traditionally, you know, they're making their big, the reason it's valuable to own that home is for that big ticket item. And so the maintenance agreements allow them to be present until that day comes. We believe the best companies aren't pushing that on customers. They're just present doing what's right for the customer, trying to actually extend the life of that equipment by taking good care of it. But then one day they're going to need a new system, and you know, you really want to be that contractor to sell them that, because that's so important to the bottom line of the business. And so the maintenance agreement has always been just that way to have that ongoing relationship.
I think what's interesting for people is, like, when I talk with contractors, is it's so easy for them to get addicted to, like, acquiring a new customer. And I've seen them spend a shit ton of money on, like, whatever it takes to get that phone to ring with, like, someone they don't know. Mm-hmm. And I always like walking through contractors, like, the economics of the cost of acquiring a new customer to the cost of retaining a customer on your books.
Yep.
That you're bypassing AdWords, you're bypassing LSA. Like, these people are, like, you're automatically getting them on the calendar, like, once a year, twice a year, every quarter, like, whatever the agreement terms set out. And to your point, it makes you first in line. Like, you're going to be the one in there that's already has a relationship. You already have the trust built. You already have the rapport. You don't have to create that particular customer again. And now you can start focusing on the lifetime value of that customer, which is really where the profit happens, right? Versus the one-time customer right up front, you spend a shit ton of money to acquire them. Your initial one-time value might not be nearly as high as someone who, like, you do a full system replacement or the water heater, like any of those big ticket items, especially over the terms of 1, 3, 5, 10 years of a relationship.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you go to some of the biggest companies in the world, they're always thinking about their CAC, their customer acquisition costs, and their churn rate, right? And so we know that the customer acquisition cost in this industry is very high. If the churn rate is 100% that same first day, like, that's not a good start, right? And so I think the intent to have a big CLV, which is a customer lifetime value, is to reduce churn. And so selling a maintenance agreement at the end of the day is really just that. It takes your churn from 100% day one. I mean, maybe not literally 100%. Of course, they can remember you and call you back, but it's a lot more valuable. You know, in our case, if their brand is front and center on an app every day, you know, so there's a lot of different ways to make sure you extend the lifespan of that customer relationship and, of course, the value.
Yeah, that's totally where the money is. And I think the smart contractors, regardless of the industry, to your point, understand that maximizing lifetime value is where it's at. So tell me a bit, obviously with smartac.com, like, there's a big focus on, like, the strategy behind maintenance plans and, like, improving the conversion rates. Do you mind talking a bit about, like, one, what is the strategy? What does conversion rates and the ROI mean with these? Like, get, I guess, unpack some of these ideas a little bit more to help, like, broaden the mindset, maybe.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. So the industry is generally, it's always been reactive. Homeowners don't care about air conditioning really at all.
What?
Unless the system breaks. And then on that
wait
that
a
day,
minute. You're saying really that not everyone just, like, wakes up on a Tuesday morning being like, I'm curious about my AC system.
That's it. I think it's really important, believe it or not, I think that's an important thing to like, maybe you understand, people understand it, but, like, repeating it to yourself every day. Like, you don't matter to the homeowner until the day you do. And on that day, it's the most important day they're going to have with you, right? So I think one of our operating principles is that we want to change that and make it more proactive. We're not going to make homeowners care, right? But what we would like to do is help that homeowner avoid that outage completely, not have that weekend party where the AC goes out and now they're kind of embarrassed that they can't keep people comfortable, right? And so what our platform allows is to take that 2 days of visibility, traditionally, zero if they don't have a maintenance agreement, and 2 days, let's say, if they do, and make that 365 days. And so what that really does when you have that visibility, and we can talk about how we accomplish that here in a second, but is that it gives you the ability to be proactive. You know, you call the customer and you say, hey, we noticed this thing is trending down. and we expect you're going to lose comfort in the next 2 or 3 weeks, you know? And so how would you like us to handle this? You know, pull up your app and look at the data and let's make a decision together. And that transparency is really neat for the consumer, but it's also really powerful for the contractor to be able to be that hero to help them avoid that outage before their kids are screaming in the background and they're, you know, staring at a $2,500 repair bill. And so that's really kind of where the why for the technology is changing that experience of comfort. And then the ability to do that, of course, makes our platform very valuable for our HVAC and plumbing partners.
Yeah. So let's talk a bit about that, because even the way you describe it, it's pretty clear that smartac.com is a different sort of platform than just like a traditional piece of paper maintenance agreement, right? Which is like, cool, you're going to pay us money at whatever frequency, and we're going to call you and get you first on the board, maybe some dispatch discounts when you do need service. When you talk about the app of like looking at the data and helping the like, what sort of value and features like does a customer sort of benefit from on having that sorts of information at their hands and transparency at their fingertips?
Yeah, so this all starts with sensors. So these sensors didn't exist, so we had to go out and create a very simple sensor set to go on the vents and the ductwork and drain pans to understand the health of the HVAC equipment. We met with some of the best minds in the industry, real big minds, including Jim Bergman's, one of our advisors, to make sure that we had the right data set to understand the health of the system remotely. We can't diagnose it yet, right? But I think the most important thing is if there's a fire, you got to send the fire department. You don't necessarily care what room it's in that moment.
The analog of this would be your sensors can detect the smoke, but not necessarily hey, it started in the kitchen because someone put water on grease.
That's it. Correct. Right. Yep. And that's really all that's matter. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be a long time before these companies send the right tech with the right part and just, you know exactly what it is. So we can, you know, the goal is to change the experience for the homeowner there. So then once you know that information, then how the experience you can give the homeowner is quite different. Number one, somebody has eyes in their system 365, right? And that's a big deal because they're not going to watch it. So someone is watching it 365 days a year. And then all the things that customer needs to do for HVAC are right at their fingertips with the brand of the company front and center, right on the home screen. And so some of those benefits are live chat with a technician, scheduling service, whether it's a demand call or a routine maintenance call, being able to order air filters and have them logged with, you know, back stock and fill based on the runtime and also the pressure in the actual ductwork. And so it's just optimizing all those touch points of the things that the homeowner has to do. And then on the day that they really need you, you know, you're right there and you're better equipped to take advantage of that sales opportunity, of course, but then also that jives very well with giving the homeowner a proactive, better experience.
So I'm curious, as one nerd to another, is there any sort of like smart functionality that's built into the core of this, like machine learning, AI sort of stuff, or is this like pretty much read only? So is it on demand? It requires the contractor, the customer to pull up the app and then pulls out the data. Like what sorts of like super secret wizardry also is baked in?
Yeah. So what we did is we wanted to start kind of basic, honestly. We went to a psychometric chamber in Ohio and we put our sensors on actual equipment. $5 million chamber, and we created every fault that you would see in the field for HVAC. And so what that allowed us to do is, over millions of data points, is know exactly how to train our algorithms to look for those things. So what's happening in the background is we are analyzing, or the algorithms are analyzing this data, and then the contractor, those monetizable opportunities float to the top blinking red in their dashboard. And so there is a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes to be able to crunch that 50,000 data points a day per system. I don't focus as much on that, but we have 15 people that's their full-time job is getting that right. I get excited about the ability to acquire and retain relationships, but of course you have to do the thing or else it's snake oil, right? And it's very much not snake oil. So we do the thing to be able to tell the homeowner, look, we are watching and we will alert you if something's trending for a breakdown.
That's crazy. So for a contractor then, how is it important to like focus on the conversion rates of these sort of conversations and experiences, to focus on maximizing the ROI? Like how does the economics piece of the equation filter in outside of the technology?
Yep, good question. So that this becomes very obvious when you run the math. So we don't try to change the mind of the industry about using maintenance agreements to grab and retain relationships. The issue is that the biggest companies out there have really done the best job of increasing that adoption. And the way they've done that is to largely subsidize those two visits. So you might see $99, $149, $199 a year for two visits. Virtually none of those companies are making anything on those plans. They're almost all losing a lot of money annually. It's a loss leader to be able to get to that end game, which is the AC replacement, like we talked about before. And so really what our platform does is it allows you to increase that take rate. We've seen people go from 20% yes rate to 60, 60, 70% yes rate. Wow. And the way they do that is they say, hey, we're still going to offer a premium plan of two visits, but now we're going to offer what we call smart maintenance with one visit to take care of the warranty and things like that. And then 365 days of visibility with maybe a floating visit or a virtual visit with looking at the dashboard, lots of different things partners are doing. And then if Ms. Jones says no to two visits and one visit, then let's still try to get something, right? Let's try to get the check mark in the mind of the consumer saying, I have a company for HVAC and plumbing, and that's my company. And so they're doing that with monitoring only. And sometimes they're giving that away for a period of time. Sometimes they're subsidizing it in whole or in part. So it really just depends on how they want to go about it. So the first thing is just increase adoption to as close to 100% as possible. And then secondly, how do we be very efficient with taking care of these agreements? So we see people say, hey, I have 1,000 maintenance agreements and I go twice a year, right? But I want to move to making them smart and going once a year so I can double the base of the bandwidth I have to go get more, right? So if you couple doubling or tripling your yes rate to a smart maintenance plan with opening up half of your bandwidth by converting your current plans to one visit, let's say, that is really a 1-2 punch that's really powerful in growing the base. And you probably want to do it systematically. I'm not saying you should do that all overnight. You know, we want to make sure we keep the bandwidth, your techs busy. So maybe as you sell another one, you convert them over, right? And eventually you can have 2,000 homes you're going to once a year instead of 1,000 homes you're going through twice a year. And when our companies run those models, it's very clear this is the path forward in the industry.
Yeah, it totally makes a lot of sense because now you're essentially like you're working smarter, not harder. Right. It's not like, hey, and that's it. You're leveraging your capacity, but you're using data to do it. You're not just like cutting corners. You're not being lazy. Like you're using insightful thinking to actually make this happen. What sort of challenges, like when you talk to contractors or talk to homeowners, like what sort of challenges or objections or obstacles do you feel like exist for a homeowner to like adopt this sort of technology on their own, or contractors be able to go, well, this isn't the way we've done it before. It's too technologically advanced. Like what sort of roadblocks do you find with the platform?
Yeah, those are two very different things. I'll start with the homeowner side. On the homeowner side, homeowners don't care. So you have to get them to care enough, sometimes just to take it for free, right? They still need to care somewhat to do that. But you want to wrap it around a couple of use cases they understand. So the two that really float to the surface, the two main ones are, well, not maybe main ones, but the two most obvious ones are water leak detection. We include water sensors and people use that. The fear of loss is a really big motivator. And so that's a big one. And then also just the convenience around the air filters is a big one too. Those are things that every homeowner can take in and understand. Even if they don't want to be proactive with their system, they don't want, in here in Texas, they don't want their ceiling falling in because there was a water leak, right? And so finding a couple of those that every homeowner can resonate is really important. And that is enough hurdle to get them to pay $5 a month for monitoring only, even if they say no to some of the other things, right? And then for the customers themselves, for the contractors that we sell through, that we partner with, I would say change management's the biggest problem we have. Mm. It's just we've done it this way for 4 or 5 decades. Why are we doing it different? Right. And that has been something that has happened in every other big, you know, market that hadn't come up to date with technology over the last 20 years, right? And so, you know, people push back at different levels and move at different speeds. But in general, I think once people see those KPIs changing so dramatically, and once they understand that it's not going to happen overnight, you can slowly transition your business that direction. You know, even the people in the service department, the technicians, the people that are generally pushing back more come around once they see the impact that it's going to have in the business. And it puts them in a better situation to go make sales. They can point and sell armed with the data that the homeowner is seeing in an app once they fully wrap their head around the impact it's going to have, then and that can take a month and a half, you know, but once it happens, you know, we have a lot more success.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And it's interesting because I would imagine that if there's probably similar sorts of like hesitancy adopting technology from a technician standpoint, maybe in markets that are less urban, like urban centers tend to be a little bit more tech forward, even if it's not invested in the actual company itself. There's this like growing sort of comfortability with like scanning QR codes and using predictive things like just in your day to day when you go to a grocery store, right? Like that sort of technology is front and center. If you are in the middle, if you're in, like, so you're in Houston, if you went to the other side of the state into the panhandle of like Canadian Texas, I'm sorry, people in Canadian, it's probably going to be a little bit more remote, a little bit more rural, a little bit less tech forward. And like, no, the old paper version is kind of the, like you, I could totally see a mindset struggle happening between urban and very rural markets.
So I'm glad you brought up QR codes because that has been a huge part of our overall strategy. Since change management can be such a problem, and since really the very first person to have a vision for this in each conversation we have is generally the owner or the head of sales, right? So what we teach them to do is we actually help them with collateral, and they don't have to use our stuff, but we help them, you know, brand their collateral and have our assets in it too to communicate to the homeowner. But then we utilize videos and QR codes so that that can happen more easily for the technician and also asynchronously. So the tech can make a 20-second introduction to smart maintenance, hand them a card that has a couple of pictures of what the sensors are and a QR code with a special offer from the owner of the company, and then just go do their job and come back and find out which one did you select. At the end of the day, even just the time and the comfortability of being able to communicate these things, you know, these people that are technicians in service aren't salesmen for a reason, or else they would just be sales, right? And so they have the ability to communicate well. Many of them do, but most of them don't love that part of their job. Even if they're good at it, they're better at what they're an expert at. And so we try to come alongside our partners to with ways and methodology to utilize software and videos to do that job more easily as well.
If somebody wants to learn more about Smart AC, demo it, get an idea of like before and after sort of like impacts on the business, not just from like a, hey, this is a cool, because you're mentioning change management a lot. And I think a lot of times people think, hey, change for the sake of change. What's cool about this is like, it's not just change for the sake of change. Like there's a quantifiable economic impact to the business for doing this. And customers are happier because they're more comfortable. It's predictive. It's not just like, hey, a technician's like waking up one day and making up crap about whatever, which is for a lot of homeowners, what they fear.
I'm worried. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to learn more about smartac.com and see how this might make sense for their business, how might they learn more? How could they reach out to learn more, even for you or someone else?
Yeah, of course. Well, you're welcome to hit me up on LinkedIn if you'd like. But of course, you can go to our website, smartac.com. Specifically, HVAC.smartac.com would be a great landing page to be able to schedule a time to talk to one of us. And kind of generally where we start is just understanding what phase of business are you in, you know? And, you know, do you have 5 trucks? Do you have 50 trucks? Do you have 500 trucks? And generally, there are different ways that our platform can add value depending on the stage you're in. And so we work with people all the way down to 1 truck, right? And all the way up to, you know, I think 600 trucks, let's say. And so, wherever you are, we'll meet you where you are and do our best to be able to, first of all, see if you kind of understand the wave of the future here and want to be part of that early. And then if that's the case, then we're happy to support as much as we can in that transition.
Dude, that's awesome. So yeah, if you want to be a part of the future, I wish I could do like this cool echoey reverby thing, like from the future. I'm too cheap to have special sound effects like that. But yeah, totally hit up Josh, smartac.com. We'll put all the information in the show notes. Dude, congrats on like a really cool platform. Cannot wait to see how more and more companies and more markets continue to adopt this technology. But yeah, really cool product. Highly recommend. And yeah, dude, thanks for stopping by because I know you're crazy busy.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
This episode was hosted by Ryan Redding, author of the book on digital marketing for plumbing and HVAC contractors and founder of Levergy, the digital marketing solution for serious home service companies. You can subscribe to Blue Collar CEO on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit us online at bluecollar.ceo and find us on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another awesome episode. See you soon.